Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the interim between issues, Tony Stark has returned back to New York and resumed his life as both businessman and as Iron Man. Let's see what his life is bringing him now. And it starts out, you know, this, I'm going to assume it's been, we'll say a month. A month sounds good from last issue, right?
Probably.
And Tony Stark is trying to save people from this box of exploding chemicals? Sure.
Yes.
I don't know. But security guards are trying to also get people away. And then we focus in on this one security guard whose name is Charlie Gray. And he is kind of salty that he's over there protecting the people. But Tony Stark gets all the praise for stopping this explosive box.
And he's like, hey, Tony created the box. Tony blew the box up. And Tony brought it out here where all the people were to blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
So why is he getting credit? I save people.
Yeah. But he gets to the point where he's just...
He's just pretty angry.
He's salty. He's angry. He's
like a teenager.
Yes!
He's like, there's so much teenage angst because we see these panels just going through like, oh, look at that car he has. I don't have a car like that.
Yeah. And like, my car's all beat up. And there goes Tony Stark in his brand new 1970 whatever.
And looking at the his thoughts, you find out his best time of his life was high school football.
Yeah.
But he didn't make it any further than that because his grades sucked.
Well, I know that.
I mean, it's a lot of, like, you know, the usual pettiness of, like, oh, I'm not as good as that person next to me. And how do you deal with it? But you're like, oh, come on, Charlie, don't be that guy. You seem like a normal average Joe.
Exactly.
And
don't deal with it.
Sorry that life is hard, but please don't become a bad guy.
Life gets hard for everybody. Everybody has their problems.
Yeah.
Charlie deals with it by pouting, yelling at his wife, threatening
his
children,
yeah,
and punching a picture of himself playing football.
Mm-hmm. And smashing a mirror.
No, that was a picture.
Oh, that was the picture?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the glass of the picture. Okay.
Yeah, don't be Charlie.
Like, Charlie.
Don't be bad mood, Charlie.
Here we have the answer to all of our...
So we get to page 5.
Yes. He goes wandering off. Like, after he smashes the picture, he just leaves his family after he had just gotten home.
Go for a walk.
Yeah.
It's dark now, though, so we assume time has elapsed.
Yeah.
But he got home, it was light outside.
Well, I mean, he could walk for a while, so...
He's still got his security guard uniform on, so he's basically walking around looking like a pissed off cop or security guard. So everyone's just going to leave him alone.
Yep. Yeah. But then he gets...
Except for Lucifer.
...sucked into this glowing light. Like, this light is... Bring him in. Not like
something's drawing me toward those wrecked building.
And yes, we see Lucifer. Now, this Lucifer is not the, you know, horns, red devil kind of guy. This is a individual with
blue clothes, red jumpsuit.
I was trying to think. Well, I would even say a jumpsuit because that thing comes over his pants. I don't know the best way to describe this guy. Goofy looking as fuck.
Yes,
he's got a mask.
Yeah,
can't see his face.
You can't see his emotions.
But he looks angry. But everyone cannot read his emotions.
Yes. But he is telling telling Charlie that we need... I need to get out of limbo. I was put in there by the... well, he doesn't say the X-Men, but it says in a little side panel that he was trapped there off-planet by the X-Men. So I'm assuming he's an X-Men villain? I don't know.
Yeah, X-Men 2 is referenced, so...
21.
Oh, 21. I can read.
So, but he needs Charlie's help in particular. Really, I feel like he just could have got anybody, but Charlie was just the right mindset.
Mm-hmm. He needed an angry person, and Charlie was the first one to walk by.
Yeah.
Charlie had enough teenage angst for everybody.
Yeah, and Charlie's just like, you know what? You're a fool. I don't believe what you're saying. He goes to wander off. But then Lucifer demonstrates his power by flipping him around and throwing him into a pile of, looks like just metal scraps or something.
Mm-hmm. And then we see this, like, lightning kind of thing around, like, surrounding Charlie.
Which is Lucifer's ionic energy.
Yes. Yeah. And he's like, this is the taste of Lucifer's power. Mwahahaha. You should believe me.
And
yeah. And Charlie's like, I'm going to eat that up.
And yeah, he basically just changed them into Lucifer himself. But basically what Charlie saw, he became with the outfit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so he decides to, the best thing to do is to run into town and start terrorizing people.
Because what else are you going to do?
Exactly.
I just got superpowers. I'm going to run down Main Street and blow up some buildings.
I know he's trying to get to Iron Man, trying to draw him out, or Tony Stark. I guess the way to do that is by destroying things.
I mean, for Bad Mood Charlie, I think that his one mindset is Iron Man, not Iron Man, sorry, but Tony Stark has ruined my life.
Yes.
And Iron Man has ruined my life.
Apparently
this
growing thing, a growing list that Tony Stark does is ruin people's lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen it in all these issues so far. And so all that was on Charlie's mind before was, rah, 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 I'm so angry at Tony Stark and this Iron Man thing and this box that electrocuted him. And so he's just like, I'm going to go towards Stark Industries.
Well, no, because Lucifer said he needed Stark's ability, I believe.
Oh.
Yes. He needed something from Tony Stark to help
him. He needed
him
help
come
from
through.
Tony to help finalize building some machine to get back.
So that's why he wanted Tony Stark.
So
Charlie.
There we go. And
Charlie just wants to
terrorize.
Yeah, damage.
Charlie wants to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
So there we go.
And so
hand in hand.
The police show up and Charlie's about ready to attack them, but he has no power anymore. And that's because Lucifer's just not really toying with him, but saying like, look, you need to stay on target. You need to stay on track what we're doing. And so like the cops go to shoot at him, and the bullets pass right through. Because Lucifer is still in control of Charlie. And then they knocks out the guards, and he goes running off. To the point where he's just babbling, again, down Main Street. And Charlie's wife, what's her name?
Wilma.
Just is overhearing this guy, and common sense, puts two and two together.
That's my
Charlie.
Husband.
Yeah.
Aw, crap.
And being a loving wife that she is, which is very sweet, she's like, I'm going to go and take care of this.
Yes.
Because this is embarrassing.
And she,
I need to take him home. He needs a nap.
But yeah, no, she tries, and Charlie just says, tells her to go home and leave him alone. Lucifer is like, just leave this, like, get rid of this woman. Leave her be.
And he says, Lucifer's given me the chance to be someone. I'm not losing it. I have to imagine what she thinks of that moment. Like,
it's like, oh, thanks for... I'll go ahead back home to our kids.
I'm going to go to our children. You're going to be possessed by the devil?
Yeah.
I don't think so, honey.
But she takes the initiative to hop in her car and... he blasts away onto the rooftops.
But he can't stop monologuing. So
no, of course
she
not.
Knows that he is going to kidnap Tony Stark.
Yes.
So she's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to ram the gate and get to Tony Stark first.
Well, she's got to get to Tony Stark to inform him, really, to let him know.
I was proud of her.
And you're right. She can't stop, but because stopping is going to take too much time, so she rams the gate, which my thing is, I get that he is jumping roof to roof, and a car will be faster, but he is able to use his ionic energy to blast onto a roof. So I feel like he'd get there quicker than her, right?
I would think he would get there quicker than her. Like, there's no traffic on rooftops.
Exactly.
Well, this is comic book rooftops. There might be quite a bit of traffic on those rooftops.
You got Spider-Man swinging around somewhere.
You got Spider-Man in the way. You got the Avengers going.
Back and forth, standing there, staring at everything. But
gotta wait till your right of way comes up.
Yeah. Sorry, we gotta get some stoplights up here.
But as she bursts through the gate, she also runs into the wall, which causes a bunch of noise and causes Tony Stark to basically come out of the lab and see what's going on.
I also like that the security is like, are you another one of those love happy girls? And she's like, no.
Like, Tony Stark's in danger.
I need to help him. Yeah. There's a problem.
Yeah. You're the third one this week.
But Stark overhears that he might be in danger, so he goes and stops the guards, talks to to Wilma and finds out what's going on.
No, he was going to let the security take care of it.
But he
overhears her saying that it's something the security department can't take care of.
Okay.
And then he's like, oh, this is Iron Man stuff. And then he comes out to talk to her.
And just, you know, as soon as he gets done with that, he goes back into the lab, puts his suit on. And right as soon as he gets his helmet in place, that's when Lucifer pops through the wall and starts to fight him. Knocks him out of the building back into the yard. And, you know, they're just going back and forth, throwing punches left and right, to the point where they get off of Stark property onto traffic, and everybody's just watching. There was one thing.
Lucifer tells Charlie, focus, get him to me.
Okay,
Stop fighting him, just focus.
That's true, yes, because he needed him at a certain spot. So Lucifer, Charlie, grabs a car, throws it at Iron Man. Iron Man grabs it, puts it back on the ground, and then the lady drives away. The entire time, the lady's in the car, sitting perfectly still, hands 10 and 2. Like, there's no big deal. Like,
I mean, I have to imagine being that woman that, like, okay, just gonna sit right here and not poop. Like, what else are you going to do?
Well, most of them, they're always frantic, like trying to flail.
Nope. She just drives away when she's done.
Yep. Like, back on the ground, I'm gone.
I mean, I would drive away. Would you want to sit there?
I mean, I'd just probably sit there and watch.
You're like, I'm not going to get picked up again, more than likely. I mean,
to be fair, maybe. But to be fair, when there's an accident on the road,
Do you not just
slow down and look?
You do slow down and look, but I would probably drive away after my car was picked up.
After all that, like, Lucifer has Iron Man on the ground, is about ready to, deal the final blow, but basically get to where Lucifer
can do his thing.
Read Iron Man's mind or something.
Yes. And trying to get all the Stark's secrets. Wilma pops up. And is telling Charlie that you need to...
You need to think of your children.
Like, think of me. Think of the children. We mean something to you. You mean something to us. You are not a nobody. You're a somebody. And that gave Charlie enough mental capability to brush off Lucifer. And Lucifer gets put back to oblivion, never to be seen for quite some time. I'm sure he comes back.
Probably.
It's comic books. Everyone
comes back. No one's dead except Uncle Ben.
Right now, yeah. He's doing well.
Oh. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later, guys.
So we end the issue with Charlie and Wilma walking away.
And
in
she's
tears.
Saying, everything's all right.
Yeah.
I forgive you.
Iron Man's like, oh, yeah, don't worry about all that Main Street you wrecked, and don't worry about all the fighting. And no big deal. Just
like,
go home to your wife.
I didn't save the day? Crap.
And Iron Man going, can I really be Iron Man?
Yeah.
Like,
because
it's hard on his heart. And
he's still holding back.
Mm-hmm. He's holding back. And he also sees the love that Wilma and Charlie share.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels that he can't be with anyone. He hasn't been in the relationship he wants to be in because he doesn't want to hurt anyone.
But he always held back from joining a relationship because he was worried about his weak heart. And now
repaired. He was worried about they'd find out he was Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. So all of these issues are finally coming to a head.
And now that his heart's cured, he's...
Quote-unquote.
Quote-unquote. He's all, maybe I can quit.
Yeah.
Maybe I can have that. Maybe I can go find my own Wilma.
And we see the results of that here in the next issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Iron Man story arc.